So I'm going to be leading us in some loving kindness for a little less than 30 minutes. And so let us begin with the body. Bringing awareness to where the breath is moving in the body at this moment. Perhaps you may feel the breath moving in the belly or the chest, the nostrils, just above the upper lip. Just noticing wherever you can sense in your own body. Breathing in, aware of breathing in. And breathing out, aware of breathing out. And now shifting to a more formal loving kindness meditation. Before I begin to be very loving and kind, I want to make sure that you all can hear my voice, that my voice is meeting your ears. Wonderful. And so beginning by bringing an image to mind of yourself. Perhaps the youngest, most adorable, innocent image of yourself that you can remember or imagine. As when a child is born, there's no thought that a child needs to earn love. We are deserving of loving kindness just by arriving. And there is no magical age when that ends. There is no one more worthy of loving kindness than ourselves. And so with that image of the self, I invite you to offer these words, these ideas over yourself, and feel free to add or change any words as suits you to fill your own heart, mind, and body with loving kindness. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy. May I be safe. And free from suffering. And now extending the central intention of loving kindness out from ourselves and bringing to mind the image of a benefactor, someone who has been a kind or wise teacher or person that has supported you. With love, wisdom, and generosity. And let this person symbolize all benefactors and loved ones. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be healthy. May they be safe and free from suffering. And now extending this intention of loving kindness out to include neutral people. So choosing one person to symbolize all neutral people or beings. Perhaps the last person to deliver a package or who grew the food from the last meal that you ate, if it wasn't you. The person who may deliver your holiday cards if you send them. Just choosing a neutral person. To symbolize neutral people. Because most of the people that we encounter are perhaps neutral. If we're out in the world. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be healthy. May they be safe and free from suffering. And now extending this intention of loving kindness out to include a challenging person. Bring to mind the image of a challenging person. Maybe not the most challenging or difficult person. But someone for whom you find the relationship to be difficult. Even if you don't know the person. Often this person will be someone that we may put unmindfully into a category of these kind of people. And just being gentle with ourselves. Knowing that perhaps if this person had more wisdom, more love, more mindfulness and understanding, their behavior would change. And so we offer them loving kindness for all of the difficult and challenging people. May they be happy. May they be peaceful. May they be healthy. May they be safe. And free from suffering. Let's just take a few minutes to be in the practice here, allowing our hearts to really extend this loving kindness. Remembering that we don't have to summon up this loving kindness from nothing, that there's an infinite supply of loving kindness. Extending from the past into the future infinitely, beginning with our own breath, breathing for us, the self, our loved ones, the neutral people that provide benefit, all of this loving kindness, just acknowledging and allowing it to overflow and include the challenging people or person. And now from that center of offering loving kindness out to include ourselves, our loved ones, neutral people, extending the circle out further to include challenging people. Let us extend loving kindness to all beings. All sentient beings. May we be happy. May we be healthy. And in whatever state of health that we have in this moment, may we have ease. May we be peaceful. May we be safe. May we be free from suffering. No one left behind. And so let us take the remainder of this metta practice session to abide in this loving kindness that we've intended and we are creating in this moment, moment to moment. And as we come into the last minutes of this loving kindness practice, I invite you to join me in gathering the merit of all the goodness that we have generated during this time of participating in metta practice, gathering it all together and giving it away, that all beings may have an end to suffering, no one left behind.